You're just like, I'm looking. Can you read lips? You have to be able to read lips to watch our podcast.
You guys had one job, Cody. So can you hear us now, Cody? Can you guys hear us? I think that fixed it.
Can you read lips?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Let's have some audio. Guys, we shared so many secrets in that 5 minutes. That was
it was just it was like great. secret after secret.
We were sharing like our deepest fears and everything that you guys could totally use against us. All right, cool. I'm glad we're good, and I'm glad it's before 10. Show before the show. Technical difficulties.
The whole point of the show before the show. Hey, let's just run it early. See what happens. Make sure everything's good. Make sure we don't have anything wrong.
We had something wrong. We're only, you know, this is only episode 131, so we're still learning how to do this.
Well, that's the funny thing. This is the reason for show before the show, because right before we went on, you were setting it up, was I telling you?
I should teach Danny how to do everything, start to finish.
So that's
probably a good idea. It's like one of your few good ideas, to be fair.
Well,
they're infrequent, but when they happen, we should give them some
attention.
I agree.
Like bringing you on staff.
Awful idea.
Holy cow.
But now I'm like stuck now. You can't get rid of me now.
Well,
you could.
I mean, you're fam.
Oh,
after that letter today, really? We're not fam?
How awesome was that?
I have to read the whole thing because he read it out loud to me like a couple weeks ago.
All right. We won't share it on air, but yeah, it was cool. Ryan's son, Austin, the man, the dude, wrote a letter to me for school, for a school assignment. It was cool. It was a cool little time. Jared Billy says it's good to hear our voices. It's good to see you typing, Jared.
It's good to be heard.
It is good to be heard sometimes, especially when we've got, we're 2 weeks out now from Sprawl in the Berg 3 and Brawl in the Berg 21 the very next day. It's a big weekend for the 247 Fighting Championship.
We're two weeks away from a huge weekend.
Dude, the back-to-back weekends are...
Dude, we haven't had one in a while, and it's
going to be a reminder. It's going to be a reminder. Our last one was in October, obviously, and some things happened at that show and that event and that weekend.
It's not super fun. It is a lot. It's just, quite simply, it's a lot.
So for context for you guys... We'll see. Hey, Tim Bailey likes my Pirates jersey. Thanks, dude. Home opener. Got to represent, you know.
Oh, today's the home opener?
Yeah, and they look good.
Did they win yesterday?
Yeah.
So they're 6-1?
Yeah.
No.
They're on. Great. They're tearing things up this year, but they always do this in April.
Well, hey, dude, I've noticed that you've become like a very like...
pessimistic sports fan?
Yes. It's just...
I'm getting old. It's what old people do.
You're an old grouchy like... I can't deal with that.
I'm supporting them while they're good, but as soon as they suck again, like, this is going back in the closet.
You literally hate everything. We're officially here live. This is the actual show, not the show before the show, and I'm drooling all over the place.
Jared Billy said our sound's out again. Is that true? Can anybody hear us? That seems crazy. No, it's there. It's you, Jared. Sorry. Okay.
We just tested that, bro, and it works.
Let's he couldn't have heard me say that. That's the catch 22 of his sound.
You have to message him.
Dang. All right. Well, let's move past these technical difficulties. I was going to say on the back-to-back weekends front. Chico, real quick, will there be any table, ladders, or chair matches at Sprawl? No, sir. There will be zero shades of pro wrestling at Sprawl.
The
3.
Poor guy, he made what he like. So, this was you know, everyone makes a mistake. Come on, give the guy a break. It happened,
yeah.
It wasn't intended to be that way. It like. Before and after we were fine with. We wanted Doering to be the real deal. Now, it didn't happen that way, but...
Lessons learned.
Lesson learned.
Dude, one thing about this like whole situation, this whole sport, this whole game, promotion, business, is that you learn and you adjust. Like so many mistakes.
If but we you've got to take chances.
Yeah, for sure.
You've got to take chances in this business, or you're just going to sit stagnant and not growing and not doing like cool stuff. So we do that. We take chances.
Yep. That's why ultimately I don't like, we don't need to belabor the point because we talked about this a ton and owned it, but that was a chance. Like, we wanted to see what would happen. Like, do people like this? Do people not like this? You don't know until you try it, because on one hand, on the business side of things, that bout sold more tickets than any other bout on the card. But selling tickets is not all it's about, and especially when it compromises the integrity of the athletes and ultimately us too. You know, we got a lot of heat for that. So you learn, you push the limits to see, but yeah, that was a misfire. That was a misfire, and we're not going to do it again. But on the back-to-back weekends, I keep getting distracted by the comments, but thank you guys for being here. First of all, Krause and Gamble, no, you guys do not get ladders and chairs. No. Krause is wanting ladders and chairs. No. Well,
okay, wait, hold on. What if one gets a ladder and one gets a chair?
Dude, they're both so strong they can swing the ladder like a chair. The ladder is the ultimate weapon.
That is like the bout of like two of the strongest humans.
Yeah, for real. That's a banger. I love that. I love that match. The back-to-back weekends, for context for people, when we say it's like it's so busy, it's actually worse than like if we have one Saturday event. It's not like having two Saturday events. It doesn't play out that way, because the way it works for MMA, weigh-ins are the day before. So like a normal Saturday event, the cadence is Friday weigh-ins. And honestly, weigh-in day is way busier, way more stressful than event day, at least in my opinion. I don't know if you feel the same, but I feel like Friday is the hardest day. Like when Friday's over, you're cruising. Not cruising, but cruising compared to Friday.
there's so many things going on Friday. It's not just weigh-ins. It's the setup. It's making sure we got, you know, we got the crew.
Yep.
Everyone shows up in the morning and like all of those pieces. And then there's always like new things to set up, right?
Yeah.
So like a new seating chart, a new, like we got new cage pads, and like there's always new stuff. Yep. And there's always a lot of stress.
And it's also the day that is usually the best for ticket sales, like Friday and Saturday. So it's also the day that you're trying to keep promoting things like harder than ever. Like you're trying to get content out there, trying to keep people interested, trying to get that last push. So it's like, while everything's going on, like keep in mind the people in this room and gym with like a couple extra help, like Brandy helps, AJ, Dylan helped in the past, but like there's like seven people involved. So when we're talking about all this stuff that needs done, it's like all on us, man. It's freaking crazy.
And so that's why we had a discussion with Kavanaugh yesterday, and Kavanaugh he's like such a production stud. Like, he's our lead color commentator, and he's so experienced and good. He's does stuff with ESPN and all this stuff. So he has ideas, and like he'll say, why don't we do this on Saturday? And I'm like, dude, this is a double weekend. Like, let's try to figure out how to do this in advance, because like fight weekend on a doubleheader is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So like on a normal Saturday event schedule, like February, for instance, we just had MMA on Saturday. Friday is brutal anyway. So now imagine that, but you're going to have an event on Friday night, the grappling event.
And a weigh-in, weigh-in.
And a grappling weigh-in before MMA weigh-ins. It becomes like exponentially more difficult than just, like it's not 1 + 1 = 2. It's like 1 + 1 = 3 whenever you stack it this way.
Or pi.
Or pie. For weigh-in day, pie is pretty appropriate. But yeah, so the back-to-back, when we say that, it's not like we don't like doing it, because ultimately I love that setup. I love having grappling cage super fights before MMA on Saturday, and we're super happy to do it, but it does stress us out. So I think 2 weeks out, we're starting to feel a little bit of that heat, which is good, though. It keeps us on our toes. I think feeling pressure is good a lot of times. So there's that. And shout out all the Facebook comments, guys. It's nice to see you all here. Day before is the worst. Nico, WrestleMania weekend. That's why they're all saying that. It's WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, that's this weekend. By the way, did you see, you know that, it's a proper noun.
Goodness.
Never mind. I'll tell you in a minute.
Pressure makes diamonds. John the Machine Davis says, "You right, you right, brother. You right." And yes, I did see your earlier comment too, man. We'd love to have you compete for us. Just hit us up, man. We're always looking. So, guys, the podcast today is going to be a little quicker, and we're going to announce some Sprawl in the Bird 3 matchups. And John, like for you specifically, since you said that, just as a heads up, this card is not fully booked yet. Like we have a lot of matchups. I'm sure if you saw the post earlier, we kind of showed you what we already announced, and we're about to give you four more. I initially said three, but then I decided let's do four. So we got those coming at you in a bit. But even after those four are announced, there's still some room. There's still some that are signed but haven't been announced as well. But like if you want on, it's not too late. So let me know. A lot of people, to be fair, guys, by far the most applicants we've ever had for a grappling card. I mean, the pool of choices was like ridiculous this time. So appreciate you guys. I'm glad you guys want to compete for us. You know, that's freaking awesome. And we're going to put on a great show for you. So let's get to a new matchup. What should we start with? Danny Palm, which one do you think we should start with?
10:08 a.m. Friday, April 5th.
Oh, should we start with a female matchup?
Hey, Danny Palm calls it like he sees it. We're going to start with a female matchup. This is two 247 fighting veterans. How fun is that? One has competed in grappling for us before on the Bit B 19 undercard grappling portion, and the other has fought MMA and won back at, wow, you're really testing my memory here, Bit B 11 maybe? I'm not sure. But it is, ladies and gentlemen, from the Mat Factory, Willow Morton, and from BC Jiu-Jitsu, Harley Cofield. So really excited about that one. BC Jiu-Jitsu, as a shout out to them, you guys all know the Mat Factory. You know, Mat Factory, you know what you're getting with them. You know who they are. But BC is a little newer and kind of connected to the Mat Factory too. I know Matt Schaefer at the Mat Factory began his training, I believe, at BC Jiu-Jitsu. He's from Maryland. He's real tight with the BC guys at any rate. So there is that element. And also BC's head coach, Ben Phillips, is going to be facing Zach Humbertson on the card, which we already announced. And there may be a couple more BC Jiu-Jitsu competitors on the card too that got thrown into the hat. So BC and Cumberland is now actually affiliated, words are hard, affiliated with SBG, so Straight Blast Gym, you guys know them, Connor's original team. They're an SBG affiliate now, so they are SBG Maryland BC Jiu-Jitsu. How awesome is that? Let's go. So Willow versus Harley Cofield is the first one we're going to announce. I see some people are excited about that. That's awesome. Let's go.
Where is this at?
Where is what?
Like, where are you looking?
In my brain.
I'm just curious because
I'll send you.
No, over. I have this like the matching sheet.
Okay,
but like, I was wondering if you were looking specifically.
No. See, as you know, my biggest downfall is I try to remember everything, and usually I can remember like 95% of things.
The 5%
is that 5%. John the Machine Davis is going to be in Vegas coaching next week. Have to see what's going on. Sweet, dude. Yeah, I honestly, bro, I wasn't necessarily saying for this card, but if you want to do this card, let's go. I just meant kind of in the future, we'd love to work with you, but for sure, let's run it whenever. Danny Palm needs more screen time, Timbo Moore says.
Danny is at liberty to have mic time anytime he wants.
Let's go. I think the more Danny Palm anybody can have in their life, the better. Like,
and he could mute us at any. He has total control. There's not a mic.
So much power.
There's not a camera fixed on him. However, he has control over everything else.
It's crazy. It's real crazy how much power he has. Timbo wants to know what Celsius we're smashing. Arctic vibe, bruh. Arctic.
There's no we with the Celsius thing. There's no we. He brought one for himself. Denise told me she bought a case of it the other day. It was like $20.
Yeah, I got a case at Sam's Club. We probably got the same thing.
Bro.
It's expensive, but it is cheaper than buying them for $3.
It's water. It's literally water.
Bro, it's more than water.
Okay.
Jaden Palombine in the chat. What's up, dude? Hey, Jaden, tell your dad to check his text messages.
What have we been trying to get him?
Yes.
And he just not answered.
Well, he did initially. They were in Vegas for ADCC, so I understand. He was busy. He's traveling. I know how that goes.
Get back to us.
But get back to us, bro. All right, let's do match two. I'm feeling another Matt. Wow, there's a lot of Matt Factory in these announcements today. Just realized that.
Matt Factory's all over the place, man.
I mean, when you talk about grappling in Pittsburgh, it's you kind of talk about the Matt Factory. So we're going to run
absolutely
back with two more 247 FC vets. Let's go. Two more. Tyrus Kerr from the Matt Factory. You guys saw him. A dominating performance at BitB 19. The only submission, I believe, in those grappling matches also. So he was the sole guy who finished his grappling super fight, which was awesome. He's back against Gracie Baja Beaver County's Josiah LeDuc. And that's a fun one.
Boom.
That is a huge one. Josiah's on a tear, dude. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with Josiah. I'm sure a lot of you guys watching actually personally know him, but he's on a tear right now. Super talented competitor, really game guy. Reached out to us kind of early on in the sprawl matching process. So we've actually had this one in the bank for a while, but there's a cadence with promotion that we're learning where you can't just shotgun blast all the matchups just because you have them. Like, really, like, believe me, the second we sign a match or a fight, like, I want to tell the world about it. I'm like excited about it. But there's a cadence with promotion where we got to hang on to some for a while. So Tyrus versus Josiah was one that I was like, all right, a little closer, let's bang that out, get people excited, because Tyrus is an animal, Josiah is an animal. Like, that's one that can create some late hype. So that's why we got that one today for you guys. It's huge. And by the way, for people watching, if you tuned in late, after this podcast, we're going to make an official social post with all the posters of these matchups and stuff, kind of that standard announcement that you're used to. So,
and just so you're all aware, there are, while the premium seating for Brawl in the Berg is very, very limited, there's still plenty of great seats available for Sprawl in the Berg 3, and so you can get those tickets at 247fighting.com.
Absolutely. And not only can you do that, you should do that. I mean,
you should tell all your friends that the grappling super fight show of the year is happening, and it's April 19th, Sprawl in the Berg 3. You've seen us two different times. We're going to build on off of our previous grappling shows, and we're working on something that isn't together yet, but something special.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You guys know for our main events at Sprawl, we try to go all out for you, and we're doing no differently this time. It's just taking a little longer. But the one thing I've learned in the grappling world is that you can create a match in a day. It can just happen, and they're game, and they're ready to go. They're always it's not like MMA where guys need a full camp. Like, grapplers who are real high-level grapplers in the competitive scene, like, they're pretty much ready to go at the drop of a hat, unless they got an injury, obviously.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we've had people tell us, listen, if I'm not on your card and you have someone fall off the day of, tell me.
How about Hope Chase? Last yep. one, she came. What a savage. She came and weighed in and literally said, just in case. Like, if something happens, put me in.
Yep.
Ridiculous. I love awesome. So, by the way, like, if you guys want to come and weigh in and be reserves, sure. But I would prefer just hit us up. We just got verbal confirmation of a really good match, Danny Palm. I just got a text that made me real happy.
Nice.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
I know it's not signed, yeah, but you got verbal confirmation on like, is this something you want to just say, hey, we're verbaled with this?
Sure. I mean, I want to wait for one more person's opinion, but the people who matter are in. So that's awesome. Let's go.
So if you're not in on this, then I guess by Hunter's name, you don't matter.
And knowing who it is hilarious. That's awesome. Let's roll one more. Well, actually, there's Matt Factory. All four of these are involving Matt Factory. This is ridiculous.
This is a Matt Factory podcast.
This is the Matt Factory podcast. You got a hammer in here? Can we just lay some hammers on the table?
As long as we're not doing the Fat Factory challenge.
That was the best name ever. Not the best challenge ever.
Yeah.
But the best name.
The name was awesome.
The branding was on point. The execution, a little less so. Although one of us made weight. What's up? What's up? What's up? Anybody remember who that was? Anyway,
the only one that actually was like,
wasn't me.
The only one who was actually like caring trying about to
it.
Be in it.
Yes. Hey, you got to play to win the game. Let's go with another one. Matt Factory, 247 FC vet versus a 247 newcomer. The first newcomer we've announced. So that's fun. We've got Nico Rigoli versus Zach Jameson from 10th Planet Masry. Let's go.
Were you going to call him Jack Zamenson?
I don't like I didn't get that far, but I think so. Yeah, I think that's where that was headed.
That would have been awesome. That's like
Jack Zamenson.
What's it? Sukas Liebert.
Yeah, I mean that's it. That's it. Nico in the house. Listen. Is anybody more excited to compete than Nico Rigoli? Danny Palm. Does anybody like this more than Nico Rigoli? I'm not sure.
I don't think he's all in. He's about it.
He's about that life. He may even have a match the next day also. He may be going back to back. I think a lot of people are going back to back. Because there's a lot of grappling going on that weekend, which is crazy. But if you want to talk about an area that can support it, you're in the right place. There's that many people to go around. So we've got our show. Lou's got his show the next day. And Jarek Fry has a show at All-American Fieldhouse for Veteran Bushido Brotherhood. So there's literally crazy. Three submission grappling events going on. And I hope we can, you know, we want to kick it off with a bang. We got Friday. The other two are on Saturday. So let's start things off with a bang for the grappling scene. Set a good bar for you guys. So that's Nico and Zach. Dude, Zach, my personal apologies for not knowing a ton about you. Obviously, you've never competed for us. But I know what I do know about is that the 10th Planet Masry boys are about that life. And if you guys listen to the True Believer podcast with Jake, I know he talked about 10th Planet Masry and how they're always just game. He's like, I know those guys. They're all hitters. So what we know is that anybody from 10th Planet Masry is bringing the heat, and I expect no less in this one. So that's Nico and Zach Jameson is our third one of the day. And we have one more. We have one more at brown belt level, which, you know, to be fair, no-gi rankings are kind of fake. So saying it's a brown belt match kind of, they're borderline black belt level grapplers, to be honest. Like, I'm sure they could hang with a lot of black belts. Do you want to take this last one, Ryan? You want me to keep rolling? Do you know what it is?
Dude,
or am I surprising you with everything?
You got this, bro.
I love this one, man. When we talk about guys who are down to compete, like Nico, these two are right there, too. I think these are two 247 vets, multi-time 247 vets, like well-known.
Before you do that,
yeah.
Let's lead some anticipation to hear this.
Oh, you want anticipation?
Well, and let's tell people about the opening that we have.
Ooh.
So while they're all listening, like, we need to fill this fight. So if you're listening and you know someone.
So this is bad news for people listening. If we're talking about the same thing, are we talking about the text you sent earlier?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, guys, unfortunately, Miguel Francisco versus Drew Landefeld is off on BitB21 on April 20th, but Miguel is looking to stay on the card. He is a pro. He will fight anywhere from 135 to 145. He was a 5-3 AMI. This is his pro debut. So if you're a fighter out there and you're looking for a last-minute fight and you want on April 20th, this card, like, no joke, if you jump on this card, it's going to be one of the best atmospheres regional MMA can offer. And, like, that's not me just tooting my horn. That's a lot of data and knowledge of the venue, first of all. Like, this venue specifically lends itself to high energy. It's small, it's tight, it's packed. But we also can track ticket sales, and the way it's trending, I mean, it's going to be packed. It's already packed. If ticket sales ended right now, it's going to look packed in there. But it's going to get crazier as we lead up to the fight. So if you guys want a ridiculously awesome atmosphere, fighting on a card with Justin Patton, Kamal Worthy, two of Pittsburgh's biggest stars ever. So if you want on that card, hit us up.
Who is ready to take the next step? Who's ready to make their pro debut, or, you know, their second pro fight at 135, 145, in that range?
Yep.
And who stays ready? You don't have to get ready if you stay ready. And that's like a motto that a lot of fighters go by. Let's see who stays ready and wants to take that next step forward. Call us.
Yeah.
Hit us up. We have a text number.
Yeah, we do. So if you guys have received our text messages, it's something that we're trying to lean a little more into. It's tough, dude. Matching fights is super difficult and honestly annoying a lot of times. Matchmaking is not a glamorous job. I'll say from the outside, when you're not actually involved in it, when you're just like throwing darts at a board, like, hey, let's do this guy versus this guy. It's pretty fun. Like when you're just fantasy matchmaking, it is fun.
So what we do is we will text needs. You know, if we have last minute needs, we have a list of fighters that are on this list that receive text messages of our last minute needs or anything like that. So if you want to be on this list, text the number 833-747-0770. And if you're a fighter, you want to text the word fighters. And if you're a coach, you want to text the word coaches. And the number again is 833-747-0770.
Sweet. Get on that. John Davis in the chat says he likes that tactic and has been receiving the text for a while. Nice.
Great. And that's what it's meant to do. We try not to like push out too much on there. We try to balance it, but you know, when we have a need that's short notice, we want as many people to know about it as possible. So if you're a fighter and you're a heavyweight, you might get this text, but you might have a buddy that's a 135 looking for a pro debut, and like we want you to send that to him.
Yep, that's exactly it. So that's the tactic there. Like Ryan said, if you want to sign up, do it. It's a great way to keep in fast touch with us. You know, there's a lot of avenues. You can Facebook message, you can Instagram DM. A lot of you have our personal numbers, you have our matching Facebook account, you have the text messages, you could email us, you could fill out the contact form on the website, but nothing is as direct as a text message. I mean, that's how people communicate.
The point is, we want to make it easy for you, and we want to make it so that, like, however we can meet you, that's where we want to meet you. If you like to watch podcasts, we want to let you know about stuff on podcasts. If you like text messages, we want you to be able to receive it, information there. If you're a social media guru, like, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. Like, we want to meet you where you're at.
Yep, for sure. So Nico, as a fun aside, Nico did confirm he's doing Lou's Real One tournament the very next day. That's crazy. He said, I'm trying to win money, fellas. DoorDash ain't cutting it for me. I'm almost positive that Humbertson's doing Bushido as well the next day. So it's pretty crazy to see you guys going back to back, but you guys are savages. Jeremiah Butler, who's on this card against Jacob Fenton, he was scheduled. I'm not sure if he actually did it, but at the last Brawl in the Berg 19 with the grappling matches that he was on, he was supposed to compete earlier that day. So like literally back to back same day competition. But some of these grapplers got that mentality, dude. I like it. I like people just being like, yeah, I'm ready. I will grapple you at any time. It's pretty sweet. We've got Nico Rigoli versus Zach Jameson. We announced that. Tyrus Kerr versus Josiah LaDuke. We announced that. Willow Morton versus Harley Cofield. We announced that. That leaves one, Danny Palm. That leaves one, and it's a real good one. I love this one. You may have seen a certain Chase Thomas Boyd on Facebook talking about a match wearing booty shorts.
Booty shorts?
So we did set up our first ever Dukes of Hazzard rules bout where everybody has to wear cutoff jean shorts. And it's Chase Boyd versus Richard Roby in our first ever Dukes of Hazzard match.
Woo!
Let's go. Let's go. I love it. I love this matchup, dude. They will not. I'm sorry if you guys got excited and like bought tickets expecting to see Chase Boyd in short shorts. You're probably still going to see that, to be fair, but that really, it's not in the contract. We don't require this. But Roby and Chase Boyd, if you guys have followed us at all over the past year, you guys know them extremely well. They're well known.
And I will add this. If you come to the weigh-ins, there is a 100% chance that you will see, you could see Chase Boyd butt naked.
So you guys know, like, if you've ever watched fighters weigh in, when they have a tough time making weight, when they're like a little overweight, you've seen them maybe get naked sometime, you know, shed the underwear, lose that extra 0.2 pounds,
and they hold the towel up.
Chase Boyd will get naked even if he's underweight, like He just wants an excuse to be naked on a scale.
He's totally an exhibitionist.
Yeah. Yeah. But killer grappler, dude. He's so good.
Let's make sure he's fully clothed for the grappling.
He will be clothed, at least wearing some sort of pant. He does wear like pretty short shorts when he fights, though.
Yeah. And they're tight.
They're very tight. But with his thighs, I think any shorts are probably pretty tight. Like, yeah, do they make
intentionally tight?
He knows what he's doing. Look, when you got a booty like that, you flaunt it.
Is it
bro.
The booty he's trying to flaunt?
I don't know. I don't know. But I do feel like Roby knows what he's getting himself into. And this is going to be a super fun match. Like, there was like something floating right there, like a hair.
Oh,
it was, I think it was a dog hair. Freaking Babs, take her with me. Ridiculous.
Babs. If anyone has ever talked to Hunter on the phone, you know that, like, if he's at home, there's a 90% chance, if you're on with him for a minute or longer, that you will hear, how dare someone walk past our house?
Hashtag German Shepherd life. You got to love a German Shepherd, dude. They're the best. Cowboy Eddie in the chat said, this is a kind of zesty podcast, but I'll keep watching. Nice. Zesty.
Was that like... So when I think of zest,
I think of Italian dressing. I don't know about you.
Oh, really? Yeah. So I totally thought of like, you're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean. Am I too old for that?
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
So Zest was a soap, like a body soap.
That's awesome.
And they had like commercials. Okay, I'm old.
I think of like Kraft zesty Italian dressing. That's
okay.
Me.
Well, you're crafty.
Cowboy Eddie, when are you going to get in a sprawl event, Cowboy Eddie? That's what Jared Billy asked. That's a good question.
What,
Cowboy Eddie, you should probably grapple, dude. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You can weigh like 215, like whatever. Like whatever you need.
That is awesome.
Oh, man.
So that's the thing that I learned through this is there are people. Well, so like, I'm not going to name any names, but like, I think of this as like, oh, you can compete and like compete in your, you know, roughly same belt rank and all that stuff. But they're like, so some coaches are like, oh, like go compete. And then some coaches are like, well, you're not doing enough tournaments. Like you're not taking a super fight if you're not grappling like regularly on the tournament circuit.
Yep.
So we learned that like when we just the moment we think we got all of this, like kind of figured out.
No, we don't know anything. That's what I know, is that I know nothing. That's all I'm sure of. It's a philosophical.
I'm gonna challenge that. I'm going to challenge that.
Cowboy Eddie says, I'm not rolling around playing grab ass, but maybe one day.
Well, there's been things that Cowboy Eddie has said to us that he's kind of not held up to.
Mm.
Like,
such as?
Well, he doesn't like to... like
cross-train.
And I know he was somewhere else, so boom.
You know what, now I'm not gonna air Cowboy Eddie's personal cross-training details, but there may be a follow-up to that point as well that could be made, but I won't do it because I'm a nice guy like that. However, Nicholas Leone in the chat right now says, how about that gi match? And I agree, this deserves to be talked about. We announced it yesterday. First time ever a gi will be worn inside the 247 FC cage for a grappling match. You got to love. Oh, no. Roby just roasted Cowboy Eddie in the comments. That's awesome. He said, because he can't grapple, LOL. Ah, savage. But yeah, Leone versus Devin Pillar. I'm not sure if I'm saying if it's Pillar or Pillar or PR. I'm not sure, dude. I'm sorry if I mispronounce your name, but from True Believer, it's a purple belt gi match. And as we said earlier, it's a good full circle moment for the podcast, because when we were talking about like trying new things and like you got to take a little chances, you got to switch it up. One thing we're doing at Sprawl 3 is the introduction of a gi match, and there may be more than one gi match. We'll see about that. But there is at least one. Nicholas Leone and Devin Pillar are the first ever gi match in 247 history announced. So that's cool, man. They're making history, and it's going to show fans of grappling a different style of grappling. Like Jared Billy asked on that announcement, he said, like, what are the rule differences for a gi match? And it's cool to me because the rules are exactly the same. So you're just going to see how a gi affects the style of grappling that you see. You're going to see a slower, more technical version of the rest of the match. Like, no gi is fast, very scramble oriented. Athleticism can win out a lot of times in no gi, but in the gi, it kind of equalizes a lot of that. So it'll be fun to see. I think it is for sure for the traditional grappler, they're going to love it. For the person who loves MMA and watches sprawl, like to see MMA fighters grapple, you're not going to like it as much. Or you might be like, wow, this is really interesting, and I never would have thought you could choke somebody with their own collar, and that was cool. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. A gi match at Sprawl hopefully opens the door for a future catch wrestling match or a combat jiu-jitsu match. So, Nico, on that point.
That's not under our control. We aren't allowed to do that.
I don't know about catch wrestling, but probably not. But combat jiu-jitsu for sure is illegal in Pennsylvania, which is one of the weirdest things ever to me, because MMA is legal. And it's certainly less dangerous than MMA. So I don't get it.
Well, I think that there probably needs to be they probably need to regulate,
draft some official regulations for it. I'm assuming, yeah. So, of course, we've thought about combat jiu-jitsu. Like, we talked about it a lot. I would love it. I think it's really cool. Like, there's a lot of grapplers in this area that are built for combat jiu-jitsu and are great at it. Would be great at it.
So let me ask you this. I haven't watched much combat jiu-jitsu. What kind of strikes are legal?
Just slaps on the ground.
So, like, how there's do you no regulate the palm? Up.
Yeah.
How do you regulate, like, the palm strikes?
Well, they're legal. I mean, like you can't close a fist.
So you can open hand, boom.
Pretty sure.
That's pretty much a punch.
Pretty much, yeah, for sure.
I mean, just watch slap fighting. Yeah. Like, those knocks.
The knockouts are ridiculous. That's the dumbest sport. It is the dumbest.
I hate it. I watch it and I just think their brains, they're just like standing there hoping to lose brain cells.
I don't like it at all. Like, I'm pretty liberal when it comes to, like, let's try some new stuff. Like, let's try it. Slap fighting makes no sense at all, dude. None.
I just the things that come to my head sometimes.
That's a scary place to be. Cowboy Eddie responded to Roby, said, look at Ballsack entering the chat. Ballsack. Ballsack's an underrated put down word. Like, calling somebody ballsack is pretty fun.
Wait, are those guys like, is there like attitude there, or is this like lighthearted?
It's fun, but I didn't know Roby and Cowboy Eddie knew each other, but I should assume that everybody in Pittsburgh knows each other. So,
but I don't know. I'm saying, do you feel like that's lighthearted banter?
Yes, okay. 100%.
Because I mean, like, I never know. I'm always like tiptoeing, like,
Dude, John Davis. What? John Davis, the dude been in the chat this whole time, said, I'm the power slap middleweight champ. I didn't even know. He said, I'm sure I can make some sense of it if we chat. Well, I'm down, dude. Let's go. I'm way down for that.
Listen, I am always interested in being like, from a position of, I've seen it on there. It seems to me like people are literally killing each other, and it seems like it's an invitation to lose brain cells.
I agree. That's what I see. But like always on any topic ever, I am happy to be wrong. I will educate myself and change my mind if that makes sense. So Jimothy Mooney in the chat said, I'll bitch slap fight Jesse. Can we please set up Jim versus Jesse? Jim Mooney, by the way, send him what do you send somebody who just got,
I don't know,
get well, like, soon?
Like, stop being a wimp.
Stop being a wimp cards. He just got hip surgery. A hip replacement. So he's got a brand new hip. He's going to be looking spry the next time you see him. He'll probably be running laps around the cage.
See, here's the problem is Jim was, before he went into this, I had a conversation with him. And he's like, I'm so looking forward to becoming more hip. And I'm like, Jim, that's not going to happen, bro.
Cut him off, Danny. Mute his mic for the rest of this podcast. Bah, bah, bah,
bah. Hey, we got to wrap this up anyway.
Yeah, we do. We got to get going. We set a half hour, and here we are 45 minutes in being chatty Cathy's. But guys, let's recap the fight announcement, the matchups that we just made. Willow Morton versus Harley Cofield.
Boom.
Tyrus Kerr versus Josiah LeDuc. Oh. Nico Rigoli versus Jack Jamieson. And Rich Roby versus Chase Thomas Boyd.
I love the fact that it's Chase Thomas. It's not Chase Boyd.
No, it's like Danny Palm. You got to get it all in.
Well, it's because it's his Facebook name.
Yes.
But it's not because that's what he goes by.
Right. At all. It's just when you see it that much.
But doesn't he go by something?
Chase Checks. I was going to say, maybe we shouldn't say it. He might have that name so people can't find him. Sorry, Chase, got to change your name on Facebook now.
Is that why?
I don't know. With Chase, can you ever really know? Can you ever really know?
You know, the thing is, this is way too early for Chase. There's no chance.
0% chance he's seeing this. April 19th, ladies and gentlemen, everything we just announced, April 19th, Sprawl in the Berg 3, cage grappling. It is grappling super fights inside our cage. It's really cool because there's no out of bounds. You can use the wall, you can use the cage, and it's submission only. So we highly encourage an aggressive attacking submission style. If you've never seen a submission grappling tournament or a submission grappling event, I humbly think this is a great place to start. Hollywood Casino at the Meadows, Washington, PA, April 19th, Friday. Get your tickets at 247fighting.com. Let's go. New fights.
Wait, let's not go yet. This is bonus material.
Bonus.
I have an idea.
Holy crap.
Let's start talking about what we're looking for June 29th.
Whoa.
Like, let's throw out some needs. So if you're watching this, does this sound like a good idea? Spur of the moment?
I'm always
down. You're like, no.
I'm down for anything.
All right. So why don't we so we're gonna be really hammering down on matching this card. As a matter of fact, we're announcing live at Sprawl in the Berg our first signed bout.
Oh my god.
So Sprawl in the Berg 3, we will have a live announcement of a pro bout, and that's going to be super fun. We'll have a package that goes along with it, I think, right?
Yeah, yep, 100%.
And it'll be fun. You're going to love it. It's going to be a live, great pro fight announcement for June 29th. We also have another fight signed for June 29th, but outside of that, we're looking at filling some spots that we're really going to start hammering down on in these next couple days.
185 pro.
185 versus a 2-1.
Yep. 145 female pro versus a 4-2.
That is correct.
Potentially 135 female versus a 1-0, although I don't know that that's confirmed, but potentially.
Potentially.
It's always good to get female fights rolling at ASAP because they're by far the most difficult to match ever.
Yes.
But after that, availabilities are pretty much wide open right now.
We have there's lots of spots now that we need to fill. We're going to list a couple more of them. There is a 155 versus a 3-1. Mm-hmm. There's a 155 versus a 4-0.
AMI.
Both of those are AMI.
Is one a title fight, perhaps?
One of them, the 4-0, is a title fight. So we have lots of spots. Also, there's a 135 AMI versus a 3-3.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
But if you don't hear something you like, there's lots of spots on the June 29th that we are looking to fill. If you're interested in that card, we have, if you go onto our website at 247fighting.com, there is a place to fill out a form. It's listed as future fighter form. It's in the additional info or something. There's a drop down. But even better than that, in all honesty, the very best way to do this is to text us and to join our texting number. And I'm going to give that to you once again. The number to text is 833-747-0770. And if you're a fighter, text us the word fighters. And if you're a coach, text us coaches.
Beautiful. So, yes, guys, April 19th, Sprawl 3, April 20th, BitB21. It's a ridiculous back-to-back at the Hollywood Casino at the Meadows. Then we're right back at the Hollywood Casino at the Meadows June 29th, which is what we were just talking about. So if you can't compete in April and June's looking nice and juicy for you, hit us up. Start stacking that card. Let's get after it. Juicy June is good.
Juicy June.
That's a good way to be.
So I think that's our bonus material.
Bonus material. Fights available June 29th. And a huge announcement for June 29th coming on April 19th live in arena in the cage. You guys are going to love this. Yeah.
There will be security
involved. Let's go. And maybe a ladder and a chair. Let's go. Peace out, guys.